The U.S. government is working to secure the release of Army Private Matt Maupin. Video images released yesterday show the soldier sitting on the floor with a masked gunman behind him. And last night, his hometown held a special vigil in his honor. Ann Thompson reports from member station WVXU.
The ceremony in Matt Maupin's hometown of Batavia, Ohio, was originally supposed to have been a general support the troops rally, but the focus turned to Maupin when his community learned of his fate. Tim Burling has known Matt since he was 8 years old and says faith will bring his friend back home safely.
We may not know where Matt is, but the Lord does, and that to me is a very comforting thought.
Tim and the hundreds who stood in the middle of Batavia's main street hold out hope that the Army private will be released. He had been missing for a week before hostage takers released a videotape showing the soldier still alive. Carl Cottrell is a Maupin family spokesman.
We've said to each other, believe. Believe in the support of the military. Believe in their know-how. Believe in Matt's knowledge. Believe in Matt's safety. And simply believe.
Many who came don't know Matt Maupin, but realize he could represent any soldier in danger. Betty Robinson thinks about her son, Chris.
My heart goes out to the family of Matt. I could very well be in their shoes one of these days. I've got a son over there.
Claremont County Commissioner Bob Proud, standing at a podium in front of the courthouse, noticed how the community has come together.
This is the beginning of a journey. And this is a journey in which we must stay strong. We must keep support for our troops over there.
Just before the rally, one soldier tied a big yellow ribbon around a tree downtown, the yellow ribbon his mother had at her home for many months until he came home yesterday. For NPR News, I'm Ann Thompson in Cincinnati.